Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, January 16th. I'm Ray Graff. Well, it's been too long since this guy was on the show. Today we welcome back Mike Harney from Harney & Sons Fine Teas. Mike travels the world looking for great teas, and he's hard at work creating new blends all the time. The most recent is Pemberley Gray, which Harney worked with the BBC to honor Jane Austen's 250th birthday. I did not know she was 250. She looks good still. It's amazing. The number here is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. If you want to talk tea with us and a real expert, WAMC is our website. You can make a secure online pledge there, and you can email voxpop@wamc.org. It's tea time. Mike Harney, and your call is coming up. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday. It's been a number of years since we've welcomed Mike Harney back to the show. He just calculated it has been since, what, 1921, I believe he said. Yeah, that's right. Mike is a master tea buyer and blender. He continues to lead Harney & Sons with his mother, Elise, and brother, Paul. Mike travels the world looking for great tea. Last year, he was in South Africa, Kenya, Mozambique. This year, probably China and Japan. He's always working to create new blends. The most recent is Pemberley Gray. He worked with the BBC for that to honor Jane Austen's 250th birthday. Plans include, wow, this is amazing, a blend for the New York Public Library in 26, the Getty Museum out in L.A. If you're a tea lover, this show's for you. Now, I don't know much about tea, so I brought an authentic Brit with me to help me out. Our CEO, Sarah Gilbert, is here. All I know is tea is mainly, in the old days, it was mainly for just dumping in the bay, right? Just to show the Brits a thing or two. But we have someone here who really knows the stuff, and she'll talk with Mike Harney while I sit quietly in the corner. If you'd like to join in, the number is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Ladies first, Sarah Gilbert, welcome to the show.
Why, thank you.
Very nice to have you here.
It's lovely to be here.
Mike Harney, what's happening, brother?
Well, you know, the thing I was thinking about on the way up is that I've been listening to WAMC for 55 years.
Wow.
My dad had an inn, and I used to work in the kitchen. I guess I was underage. But at noon, we'd always hear the horns that you do at noon.
Dun, dun,
and I didn't know what it was, but it was, I mean, it's amazing.
Midday
Magazine?
Been
around that long.
Wow. How old were you when you were working in the...
I started when I was 8, but it was...
Child labor laws be damned, basically.
Be damned.
Yeah, good for you. That's great. What is happening? I mean, you're traveling the globe, as always, but what's happening at Harney?
Well, we're always doing something fun. We have, as you said, the Pemberley Gray, which my son set up with the BBC. They have a show with that. And so that's our most recent. And I...
Here it is.
Also, in honor of Sarah, brought in some St. George's tea, which is we call special English breakfast, or I like to say English breakfast because I'm an American.
Pronounce it American.
American.
Try that.
Right. So the English breakfast tea there is the St. George's Society actually is the oldest charity in the United States. It's older than the United States. Mm. It was formed in New York in 1740s, I guess. And this helps raise money for it. And it's a nice, strong tea for Sarah.
Is it like a builder's? Do you know what I mean by that?
I know. I'm not a builder, but I do.
What I mean. Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Clue me in.
Well, so every morning I wake up revoltingly early and I go downstairs and I make myself a giant pot of builder's. Which is enough for two people, and I drink the whole thing on my own, and it's so strong that you could stand a spoon up in it.
Indeed. Mm. Yes. No, we have that. It's funny because in the States we do a weaker version, and then over in the UK we would have a stronger version.
There you go.
We have to go to the market.
Yeah. Are Americans tea wimps? I mean,
yes.
Are we?
She wow. just said it.
Also, you make tea with lukewarm water. It's just so wrong.
Right, right.
Well, did you see what Mike brought in? He brought a hot water thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's plugged in.
Yeah, we.
Oh, it took this some man doing knows to get what he's doing.
The outlets here are not exactly close, so we had to get a very tall person to plug them in. But it's plugged in, and so we're going to try some tea today, right?
I think so.
All right. The number to call here is 800-348-2551. So you made this Pemberley Grey. When you go searching around looking for teas for a blend, what are you looking for? How do they the different teas complement each other?
Well, you have teas and things that are going in it. So we have a French intern. She's from Bretagne. And I said, why don't you make a tea? So this is today. She was making one that had a little as a black tea from China. And then she said they grow a lot of beets there. So she put a little beetroot in it. And then they're known for their buckwheat waffles or galette. And so we gaufre actually is the right word in French. And so she put that in there, and then a little bit of caramel, English caramel.
So the intern did this.
Today that's what she did.
What if it's lousy? I mean, what does it take to make the grade when you're making a blend? Do you have many that just hit the cutting room floor and they never make it?
Some do. At this stage, we sort of know what we're doing, though, just like you.
Well, I'm not sure about it. There you go. That's very funny. The number, don't do that in front of the boss. 800-348-2551 is our number. 1-800-348-2551. It's T with Mike Harney. And also Sarah Gilbert is here with us today. This email came in a while back from, it's signed Shivering in Salisbury. In a few weeks, the ski jumps will be in town for the 100th year running. Is there a particular tea that will keep spectators warm from the inside out? How about a tea that would pair especially well with spirits to supercharge that warming process? Any favorite recipes? And that is from Shivering in Salisbury.
I wonder where that is.
What do you mean?
Well, that's where I live, so obviously.
Ah, you know this person then. Okay.
Best friends. Ray doesn't have a sense of humor.
I know. So Salisbury Winter Sports, which I used to race cross-country skiing with them, so they're having their 100th anniversary this year. We did do a special little, what we call a tag-along for them. I didn't bring it with me because it's not quite ready.
Yeah.
But we did that, and then, of course, we do various spirit-flavored ones. We have a Japanese whiskey one, which comes from Japan. It's a black tea from Japan. And then we do, today we were just doing some black cask bourbon flavored tea. And I met a gentleman from Scotland, which he said, is that part of the UK?
Yes.
And
it was a dig.
I believe so.
Wow.
He's very dry.
He's very
dry, yes.
So he said that... that he was going to send over to me some Scottish Highland tea. Mm. So it's going to be a tea that's been infused with Scotch whiskey.
Deer droppings.
So that's it's coming in. I'm serious. It's coming in.
But wait, how are you infusing booze in tea leaves? Explain.
Well, it's pretty easy. It's ethyl alcohol in flavors, and so it evaporates over time. So you're just left with the components of, say, Scotch whiskey that are there. We've also done it where we have ourselves. We've gotten in some old, say, Jack Daniel's casks, and we would put the tea in there. So we've done that too.
Do teas age? Do you age the leaves?
They age as well as you.
It's going to be one of those shows. Between you and Gilbert, I am in deep, deep trouble.
It's a pincer movement.
Yeah, this is very bad. No, I mean, do you have to age them a certain amount of time?
Oh, well, for those, it's about a month or so.
Okay.
But, I mean, generally you don't want to drink a 20-year-old tea. There are exceptions. So from China, they do teas that are, they've been aged. So they leave them, like, say, in a barn, if you will, and it picks up the natural bacteria, sort of the same stuff that's found in yogurt. And they pick that up.
We're joined today by Mike Harney of Harney & Sons Fine Teas. Also, Sarah Gilbert, WAMC CEO, who knows a lot about tea. Does anybody drink coffee over there across the pond?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they make a terrible job of it most of the
time.
Really? Yes.
See, we're good with the coffee.
You
here
are, actually.
America.
I'll give you that.
How much tea do you drink a day?
So I drink the pot.
A whole pot.
How big a pot?
I mean, it's a big pot. And then I get in the car and I drive down into the valley and I come to work and then I get stuck into the coffee And
oh, really? So you drink both?
Absolutely.
You're very caffeinated. Yeah. You know, you seem pretty laid back most of the time, so I'm amazed.
It's nice of you to say.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Mike Harney, what's new? What do you guys have coming out here at Harney & Sons?
Well, we are doing our Valentine's tea will be coming out soon. We have our Lunar New Year at that red tin, if you could.
Oh,
take that.
Okay.
This one?
Yes.
The New Year's ones are great.
That's the Lunar New Year, which this year is the year of the horse. I have a sister-in-law that's an equestrian, a Jody.
Oh, she's
and
a horse.
So, she's not a horse. She rides horses.
I see.
she was very excited by this. So this is the year of the horse. And
okay.
So that's something I believe my son Emmerich started that originally many years ago.
The New Year's teas are huge favorites in the Graff household. My daughters are nuts about them. What, Year of the Pig a couple years ago?
Yeah, Year of the Rat.
Year of the Swine. Anyway,
Snake was last year.
That was the one. And they loved that. I said, well, you know, I got to ask Mike, but are they the same blend every year with a different can?
You're absolutely right.
Really?
See?
You know, you're not supposed to say that on the radio. You say, no, they're handcrafted.
No, but they are. We keep it's just the tin that changes.
Oh, really?
Year to year, yeah.
Yeah, it's great tea, though. All right, let's take a quick break here, and then we'll take your calls, we'll take your emails. It's 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. Tea time. Quite a lot of activity here in Studio A as we pick out the tea and start brewing the tea. It's Mike Harney, our guest today, and also Sarah Gilbert, WAMC CEO. While Mike brews the tea, Sarah Gilbert, the lockbox is open. We're doing pretty well.
Yeah, we're doing all right, actually. Thank you very much, audience.
Thank you.
I just got handed a cup of tea.
Oh, what'd you get?
It smells lovely.
What is that,
Pemberley
Mike?
Gray.
Pemberley Gray. Okay, so this is the new one with the BBC. Now, what did the BBC, how did they, in fact, contribute to your making this tea? Did they do anything?
Well, what they did was they had the show.
They had a lot of meetings.
And they
a lot of that going around.
My son Emmerich was the one that actually worked with the BBC on this. So I don't know how they found us, but we're very happy they did.
Mm. All right, so you're going to try it, boss?
I am going to try it, but first of all, I bought props.
Oh, yeah, oh, that's right.
You
told me this yesterday.
So these, every time I go back to England, I bring a couple of Fortnum & Mason's tins of biscuits back with me. Biscuits, not cookies.
Okay, so they call them biscuits over there.
Yes.
What's wrong with cookies?
It's not really the same. Well, I mean, sort of philosophically it's the same, but it's just not the same.
So you got biscuits. Oh, I have tea as well. Now, I must confess, Mike, that I do not drink much coffee anymore, and I almost... Well, the only time I drink tea is toward the end of the night when I'll put a little shot of some bourbon in there. It just helps me sleep a little bit. Now, this is the Pemberley Gray?
No, yours is cookies and cream.
Cookies and cream?
Yes,
all right, well... Oh, thank you for the
business. I selected these because I think that they're good for dunking.
Great. Yes.
Oh, right? And you're supposed to dunk.
We have to dunk.
Thank you very much, Sarah Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they look beautiful. These are chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm. No.
Biscuits.
No?
Thank you.
Okay, now, how long do I leave how long am I steeping this?
5 minutes. If you could. So you have to be patient.
Not the biscuit, the tea.
Fine.
Bag.
You leave the biscuit in there for 5 minutes.
But I can dip the... All right, let's go to the phones. This is very confusing. 800-348-2551. Shane and Poughkeepsie, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a wife who is an avid tea lover and also seems to have everything tea-related under the sun. What's a good gift to give for Valentine's Day or anniversary? Like, what makes a good tea gift?
Well, it would be something that she likes, but I would we do a Valentine's blend, which might be something you might consider. So that has chocolate and roses in it, so it covers both bases. That's a blend I came up with many years ago. So that might be a good idea, Shane.
Oh, awesome. And I guess, are there any like novel brewing ways that make brewing tea more fun, besides obviously a nice teapot?
Well, there's all sorts of things you can find. Glass pots. They have ones which are maybe have timers on them. So it depends on. Is that the sort of thing you're looking for, Shane?
Of course, yeah. Like I said, she has many of the steepers out there. So I was, she loves a good tea gift, but I'm trying to be
novel. Well, you
could
also get a cozy, something to keep it warm during these cold days.
Oh, I love a good tea cozy.
Right.
I have a Wallace and Gromit.
That's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, or you could just, put her and the tea in the bathtub and see what happens. What do you think?
Yeah, probably like that a lot more, too.
All right, fair enough. Hey, Shane, thanks a lot. 800-348-2551 is the number. I did not go a full five on this. I'm so sorry.
I was timing.
Yeah, with like three. Was it about 3 minutes? Tea goes very well with a nice stiff bourbon, though. I mean, did you know that?
Yes. Two brown liquors.
Yeah? Yes. All right. Well, let's see. We'll go to... Oh, by the way, we did not really get into the lockbox, and I just want to mention it for a minute. There's a way you can pledge anytime. It's WAMC.org. I did not look at the numbers, but we're about, 400,000 right now into the lockbox, boss?
We're doing well. I'm not sure we've quite hit that yet, but we're doing well. And I will take my cue from you, Raymond. Thank you. We are doing our fund drive a little bit differently this time around. You'll continue to be able to hear brilliant, genius broadcasting like this all the way through the fund drive.
Lucky you.
And you'll be hearing us do live and witty inserts in order to do some fundraising alongside it. It's going to be fun. We hope you'll join us. But yes, the lockbox is open. Have at it.
There's a lot going on. And really, we want to make sure we bring you news and programming during this fund drive. Because, the world may or may not be ending. But if the world ends, will you still make new blends?
Which way is how it would end?
I just don't know.
I mean, all the more need for a good, strong cup of tea. For
indeed.
This is
and
delicious.
A little bourbon.
And this is cookies and cream?
I think so.
How do you do that, man?
Well, you put the cookies in it. And it's a blend that we came up with. So we used black tea. We had chocolate flavors. We have vanilla often gives it a creaminess to it. And then we added a little what they call shortbread flavor.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, the Germans have a rule when they make beer, and you can only have X, Y, and Z to call it good German beer.
Right.
There's not that you can do whatever you want with tea, yeah?
Indeed. My father, he was a master tea blender, so he taught us.
All right. The number here is 800-348-2551. Email is voxpop@wamc.org. So we kid around a little bit about the lockbox, and this is the last I'll mention it during this show. We really do need you. You can pledge anytime at WAMC.org. I'm not going to give you the number.
My mother called in.
Did she call in already? Oh, she's... all right, we'll go to her in a minute. Ben, who's on Amtrak right now, writes, somebody told me that green tea and black tea, and even the different black teas, all come from the same plant. Is this true?
Well, it comes from the same general green thing, but they're very different. It's just like different wines. A Cabernet is not a Pinot Noir. So... The teas that do great at green tea often don't do very well as a black tea, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. The boss drinks a pot of tea every day.
Right.
How much caffeine is in, say, black tea compared to green tea compared to white tea? Give me a general ballpark.
Well, for comparison, you have to drink 3 cups of tea to equal 1 cup of coffee
The
first thing. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then there is caffeine serves as a protecting from bugs that want to eat it. So that's true.
Did you know that?
I didn't.
Sarah Gilbert?
I didn't. You could tell by my comic expression of surprise.
It works great on radio, too, by the way.
So the caffeine is there. So and the younger the plant, which is generally green tea or white tea, has more caffeine in it. Now, you brew green tea for less time. So in the cup, it's going to be about the same. But, in the plant itself, there's more caffeine in green tea.
Huh. Mm. Did not know that.
Yes, sir.
The number here is 800-348-2551. JF wrote in at voxpop@wamc.org. I've seen that you're now producing THC on CBD teas. Was your decision to do so driven by market need or internal desire? Also, where are they allowed to be sold? You make tea. I've known you made CBD teas because you were doing that when we were on together in 2021.
Right.
You make THC tea?
Here in Albany is where they make the rules, and we just follow them. But yes, we do.
Chewing a biscuit. Say something, Sarah Gilbert.
No.
You know, folks, this is the sort of highbrow entertainment you'll get in public radio. No, seriously, THC tea, there is such a thing.
Well, we mix THC with a tea or herbal. Yes, that's true.
Wow. I've seen melatonin tea.
Right.
And that actually puts me out like a light. Do you do that?
We don't do melatonin tea, no. But thanks for the idea.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I think this radio show will do that.
Oh, boy. The number is 800-348-25. Look at the time. 800-348-2551. Ken's in Albany. Ken, save me, will you?
Hey there. I got an interesting story to tell, but the results in the question, have you ever heard of Hoja tea? Hoja. It comes from Taiwan. It is roasted oolong tea, loose tea.
Okay. Well,
sound familiar?
Ken, you may know that Taiwan was ruled by Japan for about 50 years.
Yes.
And
yes.
The Japanese do a tea called hojicha, and so this is which is roasted green tea. So this is probably their version of it. And Taiwan does lovely, lovely oolongs, which I do recommend.
Well, this is pretty dark.
That's because it's roasted.
Like just because it's roasted.
It's two things. They finish it over charcoal, which gives it a toasty flavor, probably. And then they oxidize it so it goes from green all the way to black. So that would account for its color for you.
All right.
But where I came by it was it in New York City?
That's another story.
Walking home.
I don't know that answer. You've stumped me. But I will. I'll try to find some, Ken, and I'll ask my Taiwanese friends for some.
Fair enough. Now, you're going to China and Japan this year, right?
Yes, sir.
What are you looking for? I know you're looking for tea, but what specifically are you looking for when you go to these places?
Well, we're going to go and look for some specialty green teas. Those are always fun. And we go to Zhejiang Province, which is just south of – it's the next province south of Shanghai.
Yeah.
And then we'll probably go out to Changsha in the middle of China. And last time we were out there, we went to this remote place that was made very nice tea, and then they had us there for a ceremony, and it was a crazy event in this place. It's an autonomous part of China, so they're not the Han people of China, but they were sort of pushed out to this little valley, and they make a lovely tea there. So that was fun to go there, and we look forward to that in Japan. You know, there's this matcha craze going on.
Yes, I know. I hear about it from my daughters all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they say?
I don't know. I tune it out most of the time. I don't.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, I mean, you know, you say matcha, you say tea to me, and I'm half listening, but the game is on, right?
Mm, yeah.
You know what I mean.
So matcha is the shade-grown tea from Japan.
Right.
And then they grind it in little stones about the size of your palm. And to do that little tin like this, it takes an hour to grind.
That's a small tin he's holding up.
Yes.
And so the powder, you just add water? What do you do?
Well, you would add warm water. You make a little paste.
And then you eat it.
And then, then you add more water and you make a froth. And then you would drink it. And then for the ceremony, they would turn it a little bit. And give it to Sarah and turn it quite a bit to give to you.
Have you ever had that before, Sarah?
No.
By the way, how's the Mr. Darcy Brown?
It's very nice, actually.
No, that's the Pemberley?
Yes, I got the posh one.
Very nice indeed.
Yes.
Yeah, this is delicious. By the way, we had a question about the cookies and cream tea from Joanne. Sustaining member. Joanne, thank you, thank you. Joanna Westmere writes, where can I find the cookies and cream tea?
Well, we have a shop which my wife runs down there in Millerton, but you can find that in many places. Of course, we have a website, harney.com.
How many harneys are involved? I looked in your book, Every Cup Tells a Story. The last couple pages are just harneys, pictures of harneys. There's a lot of people there. A
lot of mouths to feed.
You have quite a family.
Well, thank you.
Our number here is 800-348-2551. Do you have any, like, 400-level questions you want to ask about tea?
Actually, I do have one. I'm curious, how do you taste tea? Does it have a whole thing in the same way that you'd have to taste wine and you spit it out and you blah, 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 all that?
He's eating a cookie.
He's still eating a cookie.
Let me tell you one thing. This tea is too hot. I've already burned my tongue.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So how do you do that?
Well, what we do is, with tea tasting, is you're trying to make a liquid into a gas so you can smell it, which is a little bit like wine tasting, where you gargle it or gurgle it. And do you say gargle or gurgle?
I say gargle.
Gargle, okay.
I've done some gurgling, but let's go on.
So you're trying to be able to smell it by the back, the retronasal part of your passage. So it's very important to do that, because you can do it better than when you ortho-smell it, orthonasal smelling, which is through your nose. So what one does, and it's this thing that
Wait. Did you just say you can smell better through your mouth than your nose?
I just did say that.
Wow.
It's all connected. The olfactory bulb.
I'm gonna have to.
But you do have passages in the back of your mouth, which you can then...
Yeah,
you can. So that's like when you hold your nose when you're eating broccoli.
I don't.
Well, I mean, if you were a child, you might do that. But you're obviously not a child.
Obviously. The number here is 800-348-2551. It's Mike Harney from Harney & Sons Teas, and also Sarah Gilbert, CEO at WAMC. And this email from Garrett. I heard tea is super good for you. I remember a history teacher claiming that tea built the railroad, or at least kept the workers healthy. Are some teas more healthy than others?
Well, tea has a lot of great health points to it, and actually the FDA has put it on the healthy food list in the last year. Of course, it might come off.
Right.
But
you never know.
That's it. So tea is by itself very healthy. It has all sorts of antioxidants, which are good for the plant, to protect it from the bugs like we were talking about. But it turns out, as you may know, antioxidants are good for the brain and also good help prevent cancer. So there's all those generally in that. If you add in, say, rose hips, then you get a lot of vitamin C. If you have peppermint, then that would be something that might be good for your upset stomach. And chamomile puts you to sleep.
To be clear, as
melatonin.
You're not a doctor, right? To be clear.
What do you mean I'm not a doctor?
You're not a medical doctor.
How do you know?
Okay, fine. Side note here from Garrett. I want you to listen closely, Gilbert.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to say that Ray always makes my day better, and he's, to my knowledge, long overdue for a raise. That's from Garrett.
Garrett, is it? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
Garrett. It's part of the fundraising.
We'll be putting that in the Fun Drive editions of Vox Pop for the Fun Drive in a couple of weeks. Lawrence writes in, thank Mr. Harney for the hot cinnamon spice. It's amazing. It's addictive.
That's the good news.
No, that was all.
That's what I mean. That's the good news. It's addictive.
Now, Kathleen writes in, can you give me some information on the makeup of tea bags? I have some concerns about what they are made of. I personally like loose teas, but sometimes I go to restaurants and question what they're made of.
Oh, that's such a good question.
Yeah.
That's a very good question. So you can have loose tea, and then you can have tea bags which come in paper, or then you can have sachets like you were just having there. Mm-hmm. Which those are made of industrial compostable sugar cane. So there has been questions about those. Some people consider sachets to be convenient and a great way to make tea. So and some people don't. So that's why we offer both loose tea and tea bags and sachets.
Now, Sarah Gilbert, you're an expert on this stuff. You have tea every morning. Are you making the loose tea or are you doing tea bags?
Oh, it depends, really. It depends how tired I am.
Really?
I mean, forgive me, Mr. Harney, but you can't beat a pot of Yorkshire Gold sometimes. I mean, if you really need a good waking up, that does the trick. But I can with a bit of pep in my step, I can definitely go loose tea in the morning.
The number here is 800-348-2551. It's tea with Mike Harney from Harney & Sons Fine Teas. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. Let's grab one more before the next break. We'll go to Eileen, or is it Ellen? I guess I can't read, but we all knew that. She's in Troy. Ellen of Troy, go ahead.
Oh, can you hear me?
More or less.
Oh, great. Okay. So when you mentioned Jane Austen, you know me. I'm coming in for the fun drive.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So I spent a year studying at Oxford, and when I was there, I went to Bath, and being that I grew up in New Jersey, I wasn't too bright that day, and I met a woman on the Royal Crescent, and I asked her, do you know Jane Austen? And she looked at me, and she said, do I really look that old?
Aha.
That's my story. But getting back to tea, I wrote down what I love. I love bergamot. I love taro. And I've been to India, and I love chai, and I love drinking chai on the trains. Chai sandwich.
Ah.
The guys go back and forth. So thank you.
Well, maybe that you can enjoy story. A spot of tea with our CEO at the fund drive. And Ellen, we look forward to seeing you. 800-348-2551 is the number. Quick email, and then we'll hit the break. Speaking of chai, Rosemary writes in, is it possible to make a chai tea latte at home using tea bags, or do you have to use the concentrate?
So we do have chai, and then actually one of my other sons did something called Heartland Masala, which is a loose tea based on an Indian guy from Kansas City, which is why it's called Heartland. And so you could make a concentrate and then add your milk and sweetener. You could do it that way.
What is chai?
Well, chai is a mispronunciation of a Chinese word. The Chinese word for tea is cha or te.
Oh, so it's just tea.
So it could be either one, depending upon where they're from.
Okay. Let's take a break. 800-348-2551 is our number. It's Mike Harney, who wrote a book. We'll talk about that in a moment. Sarah Gilbert, who, did you write a book?
Thankfully
no?
Not.
All right, fine. We'll be back. Half step down, please. There's Coleman Hawkins with Dizzy Gillespie and company here on Vox Pop. 800-348-2551. It's all about tea today. The lines are loaded up, okay? We have to go to a lot of people, and we're going to do that right now in just a second. You wrote a book.
I wrote a book.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, it's called Harney & Sons Guide to Tea, which I tried to go over all the things which I've been discussing with you.
Yeah.
So you've gotten the Cliff Notes version of it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I should have seen it before the show.
No,
but
no.
But ignorance
no.
is never a bar when I do the show.
No, no.
Do you have a comic book version for Ray?
Indeed. And I have one for you, Sarah.
Thank you. With words, Ray.
I know. You know, again, if I work another 10 years, I'm going to figure out how to read. It's going to be.
And this is one for, who's it for?
Angela, my daughter Angela.
Angela.
That's nice of you to
What's
sign.
What's her last name?
That's funny. That's hilarious. By the way, the biscuits are very good there.
They're
Sarah
not
Gilbert.
Bad,
yeah.
are they?
No, no.
I mean, I can't call them cookies.
No.
It looks like a, you know, Nabisco chocolate chip cookie, right?
You're the only cookie around here.
Oh, God. Let's go to Salisbury. It's Elise. Hello, Elise.
Hello.
You're on.
I'm not supposed to call because I'm the mother.
Ooh, you're the mother. Welcome.
But I wanted Michael to talk some more. Sarah mentioned, you know, how people make tea with lukewarm water. And my husband used to run around with a tea thermometer in his pocket all the time. And he would go into the palm court or whatever and embarrass them, you know, if their water was not hot enough.
Brilliant.
So,
and mother, could you tell Sarah who did your husband learn tea from?
Oh, Stanley Mason. He was a third-generation tea taster.
From you,
he wore knickers, Sarah.
Oh,
all
good
his life.
Lord, I'm sorry.
He wore what?
A little short.
Knickers.
I thought short. Those were underpants, right?
No.
No?
No,
well, they're
no,
woolen,
no, no, no,
even
no.
in the summertime.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. English men, they're a fine breed.
He was a wonderful man. We went down for a interview at, I think it was the Plaza in New York, and we came in early and had lunch at the seafood restaurant in Grand Central Station. And I think Stanley maybe imbibed a little unexpectedly, and we got to the interview, and Stanley was falling asleep.
Oh, dear. Drunken knickers. So, that's embarrassing.
Well, thank you, Mother.
Lots of good stories. But, Michael, tell them a little bit about the historic royal palaces.
Oh, I'll get to that, yes.
Okay, you might as well do it now.
All right.
Show's almost over. Thank you, Elise. Great to hear from you. And I love the way you said, yes, Mother. That's very nice, Michael. Very nice. All right, so
I'm trying to train Angela so that she's...
Oh, really? It's going to take a long time for Angela to say anything like that respectful. All right, so what was your mom on about?
This is historic royal palaces. Unfortunately, that got dented on the way up. I apologize. Mm-hmm. But the historic royal palaces are the... It's a group that they keep up the various palaces that the royal family has that they don't live in. So Tower of London, mm-hmm. Places like that. Kensington now is sort of occupied, but parts of it are not occupied. Mm-hmm. So it helps as a funding device. So we're the largest licensee for the historic royal palaces. So we help keep the lights on there at the tower.
So your mother mentioned the heat of the water. And let's just go back to that for a minute, because when I first had my sip, it really was extraordinarily hot, and it's still warm. We're 45 minutes in. How important is that for unlocking the flavor?
Well, that's very important for black tea, so that's very important. For green tea, for black tea, we recommend 5 minutes at boiling water. And I think, Sarah, would you agree?
Yes, I would, okay. Wholeheartedly.
Pays to be a sustaining member.
Right you are. 800-348-2551. Back to the phones we go. We go to, now say this carefully, Raymond, Buck in Saratoga. Buck, you're on.
Hey, thanks for the time. I'm a huge Harney fan. We've got a lot of tins in our kitchen. And I've always wondered, I'm a big drinker of CTC Assam and Irish breakfast. And I'm not sure there's really any difference, frankly. Isn't an Irish breakfast also a CTC Assam, or at least an Assam tea?
Well, oftentimes that was true, but now the Irish teas that are, you'd say, Bewley's or something like that, is often from Kenya. They've switched over down to where I was last year. The difference between, at least I have defined it to be, is that Irish breakfast is a what they call an orthodox tea, which is where it's like it's rolled like between two palms. It's a mechanical version of a Chinese person rolling their hands together. And so when you roll them the little particles, then that would be the Irish breakfast from Assam. CTC Assam is a different process. That was thing that a British man invented in the 1930s. And it's sort of like a sausage maker. You shove in the leaves on one side and it spits out particles on the other side, a little bit like a sausage. So that brews a little stronger on the CTC than the Irish. Of course, both of them, people love to have milk and then some sort of sweetener like sugar in it. Although Sarah says no sugar.
I do.
Okay. Go ahead, Buck.
I was going to say thank you. Very helpful.
Thanks a lot.
Sir.
Now, this dovetails with what Buck was talking about. John from Lakeville said, is it okay to add milk and sugar and honey to my teas? I imagine it's probably frowned upon in the UK. Sarah?
I mean, really, just so long as you drink the tea, it doesn't really matter what you do.
Do they do that, though?
You see, the problem for me is I'm from the north of England, so I really do go a bit sort of, you know, coal heap, hardcore, no sugar.
All right.
Just a dash of milk.
All right. If you do have milk, and I'll ask you, Mike, do you add the milk or the tea first? And that's from John.
Oh, that's a good one.
Why is that? Okay. Now, you have to have the tea because you need the heat. And then because the milk can't get up to boiling, it would be curdled, right?
Okay.
So it's the tea first and then the milk. Would that, you agree?
I mean, oh, how long have you got? It's like, do you put the clotted cream on the scone first or the jam on the scone first? I mean, this is the stuff that wars are built of.
Really?
Do you put the milk in? The milk has to go in first.
Okay. It has to go in
first. Because then you can mix the milk with the tea when you pour the tea in.
Okay.
That's my view.
I'm going to be Switzerland on this. John also writes, can I leave my tea bag in my mug if I'm on the run? Will that ruin my cup?
Well, On the Run is in Lakeville, so it depends. That's a little deli they have there.
Oh, so you know this guy?
I assume I do.
So you, what did you do? Ply the internet for ringers on this? I don't need any help from the likes of anyone.
All right. No, so you should take your thing out, but if you want to leave it in, you can leave it in the teabag.
Okay, all right, fair enough. And the thing would be the teabag, right?
Right.
Okay, the thing, okay. Let's go to Cindy and Lee. Cindy, you're on. I assume you also know Mike Harney, so why don't you just come out with it?
Hello. I met Mike at the Lee Library when he gave a wonderful talk, and he gave us all a gift, and he had different samples of tea. Do you remember that?
I do. The Lee Library, that was one of the ones that Carnegie built, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that's, as I remember, because he built
a
bunch of libraries.
You were there.
Okay.
You were there, or it's Sons, and there's another son that came. But I love your white silver tip tea, which is, you know what that is?
Well, are you talking about the Earl Grey Supreme, or are you talking about just 100% white tea?
No, a silver tip.
Right. So
a white tea that's silver tipped.
That's so the bud of the tea plant, when it dries out, becomes white or silver. So silver tip.
Huh.
So that's the white tea that you mentioned.
Delicious. I have a question. I have two more things to say. I like Darjeeling and Oolong tea. And since this year, since the tariff thing, I really cannot find Darjeeling or Oolong. Maybe just from you can get it. But I can't find it in the supermarkets anymore.
Well, we just got in some of our second flush Darjeelings, which is the best season. It just came in, late last week.
Why is it the best season?
Because it's the second season, second flush, as summertime. So it's got the dark flavors, which many people do enjoy. Then Oolongs. Now the tariff is off, by the way. So we are, we're trying to moderate any sort of, at least it's off today. We'll see what there won't be more increases. But Darjeeling is having some problems left over. They're having climate problems as well as labor problems.
All right, okay. Cindy. You good?
I thought there were problems because I can't find it. Wait, but I want to tell you something. When you came to Lee Library, you said your father reuses his tea bag. So ever since then, I have been reusing my tea bags, and my better half thinks it's disgusting because I have tea bags in a
Okay,
pile.
Well, this is great. Now, I got to say, Cindy, Sarah Gilbert reacted in a most violent way to what you just said. All right, so, Mike, let's have
it's
at
Mike's
this.
Mike's dad.
Okay. It's very sad.
All right.
No, I mean, someone just asked me this question earlier today, and I said as a tea salesman, I would rather that you throw it out and use a fresh one.
Right.
But everyone should do what they think is right.
Okay, Cindy, thanks a lot. Let's go to Dennis in Valencia. Dennis, you're on.
Thank you. Long before computer generated and AI, I saw a video of a propane-powered forklift in a warehouse driving over tea leaves. Does that still happen?
I've never seen that myself. Anyone that respects tea that would never do that, of course, right? So it must have been a place that was a high volume thing or some, I don't know. I've heard about that, but I've never,
It's a real thing. You've heard it.
People do bring it up, but I mean, do I think it actually happened? I don't know, but it would never happen to anything that we would buy.
I'm assuming this is years past and they made improvements.
Well, no, it was somebody trying to rush it up or something. I don't know exactly. Maybe somebody that didn't know about tea, but most Chinese tea people have generations of respect. They've gone to university, gotten degrees.
Exactly. All right. And Dennis, how are you related to Mike Harney?
I appreciate they have respect for it. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Steve in Otis, Massachusetts. Steve, you're on with Mike Harney.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking the call. I might have answered my question. The question originally was there was a tea, there is a tea called Da Hong Pao.
Right.
Or Red Robe Tea, if I understand it.
That's true.
And then I had heard that when Nixon went to China in 1972, he was given a gift of a little jar of it. And somewhere along the line, I read that that particular tea, whenever it's on the market, sells for up to $12,000 an ounce. So I was at Harney's down in Millerton once, and I saw some Da Hong Pao. And since then, so I was kind of confused what this $12,000 an ounce market price is.
You got to raise your prices.
But I think I understand now that from reading in the interim waiting that there are three original tea bushes from which that comes from. So maybe I have my answer.
Yes, no, that's the true answer. Okay. There's three plants that the species started with, and then they would take cuttings off of it and start growing it. So now there is Da Hong Pao grown in that general area, which is up in the Wuyi Mountains of northwestern Fujian province.
All right. Hey, thanks, Steve. Appreciate the call. Joe writes in, what decaf process for tea allows the tea to keep the healthy aspects, the polyphenols and whatnot?
Well, there's two methods of doing decaffeination, removing the caffeine. And one of them is ethyl acetate, which we use for our tea bags. And then there's also supercritical carbon dioxide, which we use for our loose tea. So the supercritical probably does the better job.
All right, let's see. We'll get another call or two in here. Let's go to Ned in Red Hook. Ned, you're on. What, do you know this guy too? Oh, come on. Go ahead, Ned.
Yeah, so hey, Mike, great show. Boy. And all our friends at WAMC. And I've been honored to know the Harney family I can't remember whether it's 40 or 50 years, but I just had lovely lunch with his delightful mom and his sister and
it's like a party line.
And grandniece, yeah. So anyway, that was at the Millerton, New York tea shop, and it's beautiful. And I just wanted to ask Mike if he would talk about the beautiful tins.
They are
that,
beautiful.
That the teas are sold in, because it makes a great gift for Valentine's Day or any occasion, but it's a real selling point.
So okay, well, they are price. Beautiful tins, and I must say, the phone lines have been ringing with ringers today. All right, tell us about them, Mike.
Well, Ned is works for Scenic Hudson, which, of course, is a great organization.
Oh, we all know Ned. Now I understand. All okay. Right.
So Ned went to school with my brother up at Williams. So the tins are made, they have been made in China, but now there's a huge tariff on them, so we're getting them made elsewhere. But they have been a lovely way, and it's a competitive advantage for us.
It's beautiful.
Just
beautiful.
Like you are for WAMC.
You know, thank you very much, and thanks for saying that in front of the boss. And Ned, thank you very much. All right, we have time for one more. Well, first of all, Dave says, I'm with Sarah. Milk first and let the pouring of the tea mix it in.
Yes.
Okay. Mike, you want to counterpoint?
Two against one. I'm obviously wrong.
The thing is, you're right, but you do it the posh way. I do it the sensible way.
Oh, there's a posh way. All right, let's go to Rita very quickly in Norfolk, Connecticut. Rita, you have about 12 seconds, maybe a couple more.
Okay, I'll get right to my question. Thank you for taking the call.
You bet.
I'm a customer of Harney Tea, and I love it. And I have a friend who has now has went completely to green tea, decaf, and I don't have any, and I wondered if Harney, I looked online, but I don't know much about green tea, and I don't want to get green tea that isn't decaf, and does Harney tea sell green tea that's decaffeinated?
Answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Rita, thank you very much. Quickly, Charmaine writes in, so what about this builder's tea? Is it a name brand or a leaf name?
Sarah?
No, it's just the way us common northern types call their strong cup of tea in the morning.
And you make something analogous to that?
She has it in her hands.
I do.
But you
yes.
know what she also have in her hands is maybe a specialty tea for WAMC.
Yes!
You think?
That would be amazing!
You know what? Sarah Gilbert, you're a lot of fun. I didn't know this for the last year and a half. This is, you know what? You got to be on again.
Thank you, Raymond.
All right, Mike Harney, if people want to check out more about Harney & Sons, where are you guys on the web and in person?
Oh, my father came up with 800 Tea Time, TEATIME, you could call in. Or you can also have harney.com.
All right.
Or we have a lovely shop, both in Millerton and then down on Broome Street in Soho.
So it's been 4.5 years since you've been on. You need to be on more often, all right?
I don't know.
No, what do you mean you don't know?
Bring more tea.
I mean, you must have more friends who can call in. I mean, support comes from River Valley Co-op, featuring local and organically grown groceries in Northampton at East Hampton. More information at rivervalley.coop. At Cafe Capriccio, now booking their classic Tuscany tour for September 26, highlighting the food, wine, and culture of the Tuscany countryside. RuaTours.com for reservations. Thanks again to Michael Harney of Harney & Sons Fine Teas for being here today. Thanks to Sarah Gilbert, our CEO, she's off mic now, but would like to say the fun drive is coming and the lockbox is open. WAMC.org. Make your pledge now to keep Sterling Broadcasting like this going. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Jim Mountier screening the calls. I'm Ray Graff. We'll be back on Tuesday. I'm taking Monday off, and I'm just going to drink a lot of tea. Extremely, extremely hot. We'll see you.